All right, and this is Ian Trottier for Discussions of Truth. Folks, it's been over 5 years since this program is aimed to hit hard and uproot corruption. And oh, how things have changed in this country over the course of that time. I think Donald Trump for opening Americans' eyes up to the fact that, yes, your country not only can be, but in my opinion and Robert Spalding's opinion, former retired lieutenant colonel for the Air Force, the country has been and has long been infiltrated by an enemy. You now therefore have what some consider to be domestic enemies. It's very apparent now, folks, that communism is spreading throughout this country. So you know, people don't want to become uncomfortable. I get that. And I'm not suggesting you become uncomfortable. But I am suggesting, folks, if you don't like the communist philosophies of, for instance, Karl Marx, Frederick Engels, then you must side with the Constitution of the United States. You don't need to pick sides of the party, political parties, but side with the Constitution of the United States. I think that'll help. I want to thank Mike Lindell and MyPillow, who have approached me within the past 2 weeks. About advertising, and I have gladly accepted, because look, folks, Mike should not be censored the way he is. He's been taken down. He's had his bank accounts now taken away from him. I think it's Minnesota or Minneapolis, one of the two. Minnesota, perhaps, Bank and Trust. This man needs to be supported. He's being unrightfully censored. And cancel culture is coming for you unless you you do something about it. I'm going to bring on Dr. Cordy Williams here in about 50 seconds. I can dial him in. So MyPillow, use code Trottier. That's Trottier. Use code Trottier for a very healthy discount on Mike's products. He has great slippers, by the way. His slippers are very comfortable. I didn't even know MyPillow made slippers, but he certainly does. They do. So use that code. Also, Micronic Silver is another product I'm advertising on the website. Micronic Silver. You'll see that link on the homepage. Two products that I'm standing behind, folks, that'll help your life become a little bit easier. So we're going to have Dr. Cordy on for about 30 minutes. He's got to go. He's got a sharp appointment at the top of the hour. We're going to bring him on for the second time. Dr. Cordy Williams joining the program.
You reached the voicemail of Dr. Cordy Williams?
And reaching his voicemail. So I'm going to let him know by text that that I've tried to read him. And next week I'm going to host. Let me get this name for you. Hey, let's see here. Next week is going to be. One moment, folks. Next week, Michael Petro. And this guy, you know, it's the No More Lies. Freedom Reserve, Normal Lies is coming out here momentarily. And this is the book. I've currently got it with the editor. I've had the book deal for over 2.5 years, but now it's coming to fruition. I've now got an editor going over this stuff and got some really great content. This is going to sell like hotcakes, folks. Freedom Reserve, No More Lies is really going to deliver a nice punch. And people ask me, Ian, what's it about? Very simply put, it defines what the deep state is from my research. That's 5 years into it. And I didn't start doing this because of Donald Trump. I started doing this. Okay, Cordy just got off another show. So this man is busy. This man is very busy, and this is really good to hear. Let's try him again here. And try to bring Cordy Williams on. Let's see if that works. I think he's gonna answer. This is yep. Got a good sound to it here.
Hey, stud, where's the link? It's a Zoom link, right?
No. We're good right here. Just right here on the – yeah, we're good. Cordy Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Cordy, you're kicking butt, dude. And tell listeners a little bit about what's going on, how you're kicking butt, why people love the work that you're doing.
Well, it's because of my boyish good looks and my good hair. No.
True.
We're kicking butt because we put Jesus first and we put freedom first. And I don't know where communism is. It's just not even in our brain tissue or our bloodstream. But God is winning so many battles here in California, Ian. And I just got off of another interview. That's why I was a couple of minutes late with you. So I apologize. But, you know, if California is turning red, I think it's always been red. This campaign, we've got Axiom Consulting, the one Governor Youngkin's campaign, working on our behalf. We just got the second largest endorsements statewide that you can get, the California Republican Assembly, the California Tea Party Caucus. I won the California Republican Assembly 105 votes to 40. So I just slammed my two opponents. There's 17 in the field, myself and two other guys have broken away, and I've broken away from them. God's just winning. 18 major endorsements, $500,000. We've got some credible PACs coming on board, and Axiom says we have about an 85% shot at winning. With this CRA endorsement we got, with the 8 million mailers we're sending out, we put about $100,000 down on the 250 grand price tag we need for that. So definitely donate now when you can, folks. And then the third thing is to win this big endorsement coming up this weekend from the state GOP, the California GOP. And yeah, God is winning, brother.
Cordy, so listeners understand, you are running for the federal seat. What's the district number you're representing?
Well, it's the entire state, actually. So out of 100 U.S. senators, there are two in California. So Feinstein, whenever she falls over like the cadaver in the White House, she holds one seat. And then the lapdog, I like to call him the Irish Setter, or the King Charles Cavalier Spaniel of Mussolini. His name is Alex Padilla. He used to be our Secretary of State. He's the unelected incumbent. He fills that other seat, and he was appointed by Newsom when Kathleen Kamala went to the White House.
Right, so he shouldn't even be there. And Feinstein's been in there for close to 50 years, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Feinstein is a
cabal.
She's almost like, she reminds me of Gollum from Lord of the Rings. You know, she's like, I'm wondering when she's like, she creeps out of her cave, and she's just a little scary. And I wouldn't make fun of her skin because, you know, these are all the experts on health, Fauci and Biden,
yeah,
and Feinstein, you know, the people that look like a cadaver. Those are the ones we need to take health advice from.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And how dare, Cordy, anyone suggest the David Icke angle of reptilians here? I mean, we don't even want to go there.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm going to plead the fifth. You know, people ask me stuff. I got asked a question. I was up in Northern California, and, you know, I get asked stuff all the time. You know, what do you think about the new California initiative? What do you think about Q? What do you think about this and that? And I just, you know, I'm just always one of those people when they bring up stuff that that either doesn't have enough legs to it or I can't verify it. I just kind of stay out of it, man.
Yeah, Cordy, listeners, you understand that Cordy served his country honorably and faithfully as a U.S. Marine. And what was that tipping point? I don't think I've ever asked you this, Cordy. What was that tipping point where you said, whoa, this country is not headed in the direction that I want it to go? What was that for you?
Well, you know, I think, and I appreciate you asking that. You know, if you would have asked me 2019, I'd say December 2019. You know, when I was, I don't even know where we were for Christmas that year. If you would have said, you know, in 2 years, 2.5 years, you're going to run for the United States Senate, I would have laughed at you. If you would have said, well, you're going to go around the country and become a Diamond Medallion member of Delta because you've done 120 protests and activist types rallies, I would have laughed at you. I think the tipping point was the moment that I saw that I felt afraid for my freedom,
yeah,
for the first time in my life. Like,
Wow.
We all, like, I had this, you know, I'll just say, Ian, I think I was a little ignorant about, like, I always thought the federal government, like a lot of people, to whatever degree they were corrupt, they would always protect my freedom. And what I realized and what I've been told for years is that there was this communist agenda or socialist agenda, but I just didn't believe it because it wasn't overt. It started to become a little bit overt, you know, in 2015 when an amazing man came down an escalator and announced. And then by 2019, and especially after the COVID situation, you could see it was even more apparent and overt. And so when they started to, you know, basically divide people again with facial apparatuses and say that some businesses matter and some businesses don't, my wife and I just got PO'd, man. We felt the sky was falling, and it was, you know, I'm a survival guy, survival of the fittest. I'm a Marine, and I'm not going to run from battle. I'm going to run into it.
Yeah, it's pretty well said. So in your experience as you travel the country, and you're certainly traveling the state of California. What are you finding in regards to this communism that you're talking about? Like you said, it has been in government for a while, decades, arguably, even back to FDR, the New Deal. But now it's coming to light. We're seeing it take direct aim at some of these basic freedoms that, frankly, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, certainly we were taking for granted: censorship, freedom of speech, rather. And now it's a complete violation of your health care and the sovereignty that you have as an individual with these mandates, these mandatory injections that these people are trying to force. Are you seeing the American people? You said California may be going red here, and I'd have to agree with you. I think some of those Californians are really staunch constitutionalists. Not to use the word conservative or Republican, but constitutionalists, which kind of cross party lines. Well, are you saying that there are people that are in denial that communism could be in the United States, or people starting to embrace this message that you're sending out?
Well, I think there's no question that they're in denial, but I don't think you call it denial. I think you call it gaslighting. I think anybody that's voting for a Dem, anybody that has a brain cell or brain tissue in there, you know, upstairs, is voting for these people because they don't know any different, they don't know any better, and for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, well, no, way longer than, I'll say 40 to 60 years, this communist Marxist agenda, straight out of the naked communist, has been going on where they've been doing these kind of subconscious, you know, I'll just say mind drips and psyops on our brain and our kids' brains. They've been lying to us for years. It just got exposed in 2015. And they were setting up this pivotal moment in history where they could mobilize the Karens and Kevins against one another under the guise of race, gender, you know, everything that divides us, who they voted for, and if you're this person, this means this. I mean, there's so many amazing storylines. And if you look at it from a marketing standpoint, these people are brilliantly evil in their marketing scheme. I mean, Hitler is laughing in his grave. And so I think, you know, I don't think it's about left or right. I think it's about up or down, as Ronald Reagan used to say. And I don't think they're ignorant or arrogant. I just think there's so much they know that ain't so, as old Ronnie used to say. Right. And so they've just been brainwashed. They're great, good-hearted people. When you ask them questions, Ian, because I've had, you know, there's enough Democrats to go around in California, and I've had questions with them up and down this state. When I just ask them defusing questions about their value systems and what they want for their kids, fundamentally, they want to raise their kids in love the same way we do, not the way big government sees fit. And there's such a middle point in the kid conversation, and such a middle point that the last 2 years has created around medical freedom. And I'll just say, you know, I have to be careful here because of the people that think that, you know, body autonomy means that you can kill babies, because it doesn't. Life happens at conception. No question about that. But I think that for government to tell us that a untested vaccine, that government knows better about our bodies and how we take care of our bodies and how we take care of our kids. That's not a liberty or a freedom we should ask big government or state government for. That's bestowed on us by God.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. So we've got some great fighters out there. Yourself, even what Abbott's doing right now with his National Guard in Texas and this coalition. I think it's Title 47, the 21 states that are getting together about this border crisis. Governor DeSantis, you know, blatantly saying, hey, you want to come after my people in Florida, you're going to have to go through me. You get in the office, Cordy. What's the first thing you're going to do to help California be a better state? As you're talking about Ronald Reagan, I mean, even though he's not, he wasn't born in California, he built a career out of California, was a governor of California. So we know that this state has been a great state in the past, constitutionally. I mean, I'll stick with that word, constitutionally. What do you do? First foot you step in D.C., what do you do? Cordy, what's your game plan?
Honestly, I think it's two things, Ian. Okay, I think the first thing is in the first 30 to 60 days that I'm there, start building relationships more than I already have the last 2.5 years politically, and start getting guys like Matt Gaetz, getting amazing, powerful women like Marjorie Taylor Greene to say, you know what? We have a solemn duty to partner with the state senators and state assembly members that we have in our state, and we need to start to get them to use their 500,000 followers to mobilize people. Because at the end of the day, what we're finding out is the judiciary is rigged, the legislative branch is somewhat rigged at times, and the nefarious evil that's not democratic, but what really called the deep state or the establishment, they don't care. They don't follow rules. They don't follow any rules of engagement, right? They don't follow Geneva Convention laws, and I say that metaphorically or as an analogy. So we have to think differently. We have to think boldly. And I think what we need to do is start mobilizing people in civil disobedience. We saw that with Southwest Airlines. We saw that with the truckers. I have access to probably 20,000 people in the state of California. Imagine if all of us, under leaders like myself, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, California State Senator Shannon Grove and Brian Jones that both endorsed me. We said, you know what? We're going to get 500 people to walk out of Shifty Schiff's, the biggest business in Shifty Schiff's district. And he's going to lose votes and he's going to lose money. And we're going to do that day after day, night after night, week after week, until he finally caves on putting up initiatives and putting up legislation that is pro-California and pro-red, white, and blue. That's the type of bold leadership we need. And then I think secondarily, the other way I'm going to answer that question is in the first 30 days, we need legislation to remind these people of what the First Amendment says, what a medical exemption looks like, what a religious exemption looks like, who can sign it, when it's authorized to be used. We shouldn't need that. We shouldn't need that, but we need some type of protective barrier, because God help us if ADA and HIPAA rights are ever trampled on again like they were the last 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's fire right there, Cordy. That's fire. Blast.video. That's Rocket Blast. Blast.video. I got about 10 more minutes with Cordy. He's got a tight schedule here. That is a Zach Voorhees inception that was just launched 2 weeks ago. Zach Voorhees being the Google whistleblower, a man that worked seven years. What's that?
Oh, I love Zach. We met somewhere in the last year and a half. He's a sweetheart.
Good. Yeah, thanks, Cordy. So anyway, a blast off video incepted. And he, you know, this guy, as you know, Cordy, this guy's got some fortitude to him, testicular fortitude. These people, these people are coming out. Okay. And he got raided by the FBI. I'm going to tell you something, Cordy, and I haven't mentioned this to listeners, but I've never seen Zach this way. I was with Zach with his launch of the program, and he comes in. Cordy, he comes in. I don't want to take too much time because I want you to speak, but he comes in, and I never see him pale. He's pale like a ghost, pale white. Just passes. What happened to you? What is going on? He says, I can't believe it. And he takes his seat in the chair next to me, and he says, and he starts breaking down, tears in his eye. I've never seen Zach like this. And he starts breaking down, Cordy, because of the work that Dr. Artis is doing, it's now making him a prime target by pharmaceuticals. And he had just gotten off the phone with Brian, and Brian says he'd gotten a death threat. Now, it's not much new with Zach, because he'd had his life threatened. The FBI raided him. But he says, Ian, this is very disturbing to me, because Dr. Artis prescribed me with medication that saved my life. But this is where I'm going with this, Cordy, as we've got a few more minutes. This is where I'm going with this. You have perhaps the most power outside of New York. You have the most powerful state under your jurisdiction. Okay, you'll be representing the most powerful state in the country in many regards. What do you do to go after Silicon Valley and make sure that they uphold the values, the American values, and that are granted to them in the Constitution? Because right now Silicon Valley is shredding these constitutional rights in half. I mean, just like Nancy Pelosi, right? During the president's speech, she tears a speech right in half, right in front of the world, live TV. I mean, insanity what's going on with some of these people that are in that state. What do you do to take aim at Silicon Valley, Cordy?
Well, I think anything that we can do to flex our muscles and push back against them, for example, what DeSantis is doing with the Disneyland law that's been there for 40, 50 years, where they basically are their own nation, for lack of a better term. You know, when you repeal things like that, you say, you know what, you're not going to do that on our watch. This media conglomerate that is huge, I'm just using the example because that's going to have rippling effects. I mean, that, like, amazing, amazing move on his part that transcends the borders of Florida, in my opinion, because it starts to put these guys on notice. And that's what we have to do in Silicon Valley. So, you know, besides medical freedom and controlling a population by injecting them with toxins where you can, you know, create mind control or just kill off the population, you know, besides that being the number one issue, the secondary biggest issue is the mind control. I think it's even more important than our educational system, because, you know, that's important. We need school choice. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my big important platform items. But if we could repeal Section 230 and what they're doing through Twitter and Facebook, like, you see 9 times out of 10, you walk down the street, you don't see people looking at the trees. They're looking at their phone. And so they're getting indoctrinated every single second, every single hour. Probably a lot of people, when they're on the toilet, when they're about to go to bed, I mean, they're getting their brain filled with communist, Marxist, socialist narratives. And so repealing Section 230 and starting to look at these, the, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all of them, you know, I think it's amazing what Elon Musk is doing. What if we could get the billionaires, the trillionaires, and all the folks out there that are patriotic and have some extra zeros in their bank account, what if we could get them to do exactly what Elon Musk is doing right now?
Yeah.
If Twitter falls, or when Twitter falls, oh my God, that is going to be earth-shattering. And I think between that, the trucker convoy, Southwest Airlines, what DeSantis is doing with the Disney thing, I think there's a really positive 1775 energy there.
Love it, Cordy. Love it. Dr. Cordy Williams, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is the epitome of freedom fighter, revolutionaryist, okay? Not talking violent, but the man is trained in combat as a Marine. He just said it, though. 1775 is what I'm getting at. Cordy, what's next for you? What's on your slate?
Well, I'm heading out. So here was my week to show people, you know, how lazy I am. I make about 50 to 100 calls a day between donors and delegates. We were in Northern California 4 days last week. We went to Big Bear, which was about a 5-hour drive. Then we went to Then we went to Fresno, 5-hour drive. Then we went somewhere else that was another 5-hour drive. We did that over 4 days. I got home for a half a day, spoke to a Vietnamese group, took a red eye to New York for the weekend for Easter. Landed back Monday morning. Worked a half day again, or actually got prepared, and then I pulled out of my house Tuesday morning, cuddled with my boys on the couch, and then we were up north again for 3 days, and we drove back 5.5 hours this morning, and I'll do interviews till 7:30 tonight, and then we're at a convention all weekend to seek an endorsement that's worth probably about $2 million in the type of notoriety you can get. So that's kind of what we've been up to and what we're doing now. So I certainly need everybody's prayers that these delegates will see the light that I can. I mean, honestly, Ian, we can flip this seat in the primary, and if nothing less, then we flip it and we draw money in when they start doing their death threats towards me again. And we draw money in to help the down ballot candidates. Like, people got to get serious about saving these blue states, because you give up on them. If Wow. you give up on them, and we get these illegal immigrants all in these states, and these individual states become Venezuela, you're no longer going to have secure borders in the neighbor bordering states.
Right.
Creepy's, you know, on May 23rd, he's just, we already have 3 million people that have come in since Trump left office. He's going to let more come in. And now you have a voter base that's expanded by 3 million people already. He's going to expand that more on May 23rd. And now we give up on these states. And now what happens, Ian? When does it stop?
UN troops is when it stops unless we take action. That's how I see it, Cordy. And the UN will roll in with, you know, it'll be the Chinese or whoever, however it will run the disguise of the UN, whatever it is. That's how I see it, Cordy.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting if they did it under the guise of a pandemic again? Another variant?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? This will be one where your toes start falling off when you walk. And the only way that you can prevent your toes falling off is to stay seated.
Right. But it's for your good, Cordy. It's for your good.
Yeah, it's for your good, right? We're just trying to help you. Yeah. There's a less than a 0.0006% chance that your toes could fall off. But we want everybody to stay in their house seated. And the government can provide you IVs from the UN troops.
Yeah, and no praying, okay? No praying.
Yeah, you can't pray either. Rely on the boys in light blue. They kind of wear like a baby blue, don't they, the UN guys?
Yeah, it's kind of a weaker blue.
Yeah, a less masculine color.
A baby blue, estrogen, yeah.
Estrogen color for men.
Yeah. Cordy, dude, that was great, man. I needed that. Okay, so Cordy, some final words for listeners, sir. And I appreciate you coming back on the program. Website, donate to this man, folks. Get this man in office. It sounds like he's going to get there without your help. The man's going into this office, but do support him. Website for that support, Cordy. And then some final words. And then I know you got a live stream coming up here at the top of the hour. You can talk about that.
Yeah. So it's CordyForSenate.com, CORDIE, number4Senate.com. And, you know, what I would just say, final thoughts are, if not now, then when, if not you, then who? And I think that's what we all need to start to think about, because if we don't step up right now, Ian, we're not going to have a country left. And there's all this infighting, and people are still playing political games that they were playing 2 years ago. But some of these career politicians, they're going to find themselves jobless because there's going to be nothing left for them to extort or take. And so for the viewers out there, get involved, donate money. You know, we all have churches that have skinny jeans, fog machines, and big screen TVs, but consider a try on that they don't need the money as bad as some of these candidates do. And the candidates are fighting for something that God bestows on us, which is freedom. It's a godly mission. So CORDIE, number4Senate.com. And we've got to save our kids. That's what this whole fight's about.
Bingo. Cordy Williams. Cordy, let me just wrap this up, folks. Cordy had some nice things to say as the discussion there got cut off at the very end. He's hitting hard in California, and that is a breath of fresh air because it's such a strong state, but that has made it over the decades, that has made it target number one, prime target the other target being New York. The way that this state, this deep hidden state, which you will find all of my relevant points to direct you in the right direction regarding my research. You're open to disagreeing. And in fact, a man disagreed with me just about 4 weeks ago, it was. And he didn't have nice things to say, and he became confrontational. That's his problem. I'm not a confrontational person, but I will defend myself. And I do support the Second Amendment, and I support a strong military. But the deep state, folks, has been here, and you'll find this in my book. And you can pre-order it right now at Books A Million, Freedom Reserve, No More Lies. I've currently got it sitting with the editor. I've had the contract now for 2.5 years. It'll be going to print here in a number of weeks. Okay, it'll be going to print here very soon. And that is simply a collection, if you will, of 5 years. Now, I'm not married. I don't have kids. Outside of my 9-to-5, if you will, outside of the work that I do to pay my bills, and I'm a carpenter. Okay, that's what I do to pay my bills. Outside of that, folks, I spend all of my time researching what has happened to this country, because it has drastically changed since I was growing up in it. And as Cordy just said there, this is all about the kids. So that enemy, if you will, that foreign enemy that is now domestic, apparently domestic in form of communism, they attack our kids. They attack the children. They go right into the kindergartens. They go right into the elementary schools. And that is where these kids get brainwashed. Yeah, that's where they get shaped, okay? And brainwashing, whatever, you know, they get programmed. The human brain is programmable. If you give somebody an order, they may not do it. You give it again, they may not do it. You give it a third time, they may do it. That's just how we operate, okay? Under the language that we learn, or languages that we learn. Similar to a computer in that regard. So Freedom Reserve, No More Lies, coming out in a number of weeks. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. It's going to be so hot because people right now across this country, coast to coast, they are seeking this information. I have put it together for them. I'm not the first. It's just coming from my angle. Okay, so there's a little bit of jest in it. There's a little bit of background story about me, and I bring things together in a really nice way. Okay, there's a really nice view. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll find. I'm going to be posting this view here shortly. There's a really nice review on it. It ties a lot of dots together, and I approach things from a historical context. What brought the country to it is today? Where did it come from? And who have been its enemies? Sure, the country has multiple enemies. China would be an enemy for sure. Russia would be an enemy. But there's an underlying, there's a deeper enemy going on here, and that's what I bring to light in the research that I've done in this book. So Books A Million, pre-order right now, and I will tell you, as long as you concentrate on your constitutional values, whereas as long as you take the approach, from my view, hey, wait, no, Twitter, Facebook, these digital media platforms, they can't silence me. That's a violation of my freedom of press, freedom of speech. And then you get into, as Cordy had mentioned, Section 230 and getting this rewritten so that these constitutional values from a federal DC standpoint reflect your best interest as an individual thinker, as a sovereign human being, as a person that has the right to wear a mask or not, as a person that has the right to receive an injection or not, as a person that has the right to say whatever they want or not. Those are the key freedoms that you have that you must stand up for, regardless of whether you're political aisle. I don't know, Green Party, Libertarian, doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. This isn't about politics, or rather not about a political party or a super PAC. This is about the United States Constitution and this socialist regime that has infiltrated and crept its way in a very stealth and hidden manner over the past few decades in this country. And now it's really coming to light because now, in my opinion, now we have, or they have, the economic, digital economic means to advance their tyranny. And that means controlling your body by means of injecting you with micro software that you don't even know is inside you. And this isn't anything new. Familiarize yourself with something called neurolacing. And that is simply breathing in nanoparticles conceptually, okay? The technology is developed, but it's not mainstream, and it's not developed enough to it to be practical, practicing. But essentially, breathing in nanoparticles, entering your lung, entering into your bloodstream, and breaking the blood-brain barrier. This is an attack so much of your own natural operating system inside your brain, and therefore interacting with via Wi-Fi with a computer. Okay, this is already being rolled out in patients that are neurologically damaged, or they've had their spinal cord injured or something. So these are things that are already in practice on a different scale, in some regards. But they do get amped up here when it comes to integrating this type of thing into a digital currency. You don't have a credit debit-based system functioning in parts of China. So the dynamics of what's happening globally change so rapidly. And the background on the book is I've had the contract for 2.5 years. I've been doing my show for 5 years. And I'm going to mention Daniel Estulin. That's a name I recommend you familiarize yourself with. Daniel. Daniel has put me in contact with his publisher. I was extended the contract, but we spoke a year and a half ago, and things were advancing so rapidly that, well, let's add this, let's put this in here, let's do this. So there's so much more information now in this book since its first edition, my own personal edition, that was accepted by the publisher to go to print. There's so much more information in this now than what you would have received, that you will now receive in a matter of weeks. Pre-order it on Books A Million. Because again, it's the value is my own personal research over the past 5 years. Every waking time that I'm not pounding a nail or putting in a piece of tile, I spend doing researching this and outside of that, going to events such as the ones that I've met Cordy at. Okay, that's what we do. We do this for you, right? We do this for ourselves. I do this for me, but I do it for you, right? I do it for freedom, for the country. This is my service to the country. I never joined the military, so this is my service to the country and to you and to your children, if you have children. So that's Freedom Reserve, No More Lies, and things in my view have ramped up so rapidly. Catherine Austin Fitz, who's a Wharton grad and former economic advisor for the White House under Ronald Reagan, she was one of the first people to identify this COVID, if you will, hoax. It's not a hoax because technically there's, you know, it's based off of warfare, right? It's a biological war. It's similar to Zika and the pesticide that I was exposed to in Miami Beach in 2016 led me to doing this in the first place. And I didn't even think I was going to do it. Someone asked me to start doing this. Someone had asked me to do this. And as a matter of fact, someone asked me to write the book. That was Mark Shaw, S-H-A-W, former defense attorney in California. He's written 25 books. He says, Ian, you got to write a book. You got to write a book about what you're doing. You got to write a book. And so that's where it started. This started over 3.5 years ago. Over 3 years ago. Because of Mark, I sat down in a cafe with him in Northern California. And I think the name of the diner was Joe's. And he said, this is what I want. This is what you got to do. This is what you've got to do. So here we are. And this socialist agenda, make no mistake about it, this socialist communist agenda, which comes from Europe, rides the coattails of the economy. The more power they can take away from your currency, the more they can weaken your currency. They, meaning Basel, Switzerland, Davos, World Economic Forum, the Bank of International Settlements, that's the they. Those are the they. That's the they. The more that they can weaken a nation's currency, as is happening right now to the U.S. dollar, the only thing, in my opinion, keeping that afloat are people like Cordy Williams, but active duty, the size of the military, and the military is under fire right now. You have people leaving because they won't get vaccinated. You've got absurdity happening in the military right now. But nonetheless, your fallback there is your Second Amendment. So if you do not exercise your Second Amendment right, I encourage you to exercise your Second Amendment right, because that is why it was written, is to keep government tyranny off of these shores and give you the ability to defend yourself from government overreach. Well, now's the time. So enforce that Second Amendment. Purchase yourself a gun if you need to, if you want to. I encourage you to. And I'm not saying use it. You know, outside of target practice, familiarize yourself how to use it. But you do need one, folks, and it is your right. And that is going to keep the monster here, the green monster, at bay. Mark my words. That will keep them at bay. Canadians disagree. Yeah, well, Canada's in a far worse position than we are in regards to their sovereign rights and freedoms. So that is my opinion. That is your saving grace. That is what it's going to keep you a free country. It's the fact that you exercise and you demand, you must demand your constitutional freedoms are upheld. You have to demand it, folks. You have to demand it. You have to make a stand. You have to see through political party lines, and you have to say, first and foremost, and I don't care about your super PAC, and I don't care who's fundraising you, and I don't care what party you align to, and I don't care if you're meeting with Joe Biden or you're meeting with Donald Trump. You got to align yourself with the United States Constitution. That is going to keep you free. But you have to demand it. Now, you can't walk into D.C. with a gun. I'm not suggesting you do. I'm not suggesting that you walk anywhere with a gun. But I personally, I see a person with the handgun, because where I am right now, it's legal to have a handgun on your hip. And that is a deterrent. That is a deterrent. That sends a message that that person is very serious. And so if that makes you uncomfortable to be that person with a handgun on your hip, I suggest you become uncomfortable. It's your right. And again, like I said to Cordy, even though I said he was a revolutionaryist, I think was the word, I don't know if that's an actual word or not, but I made it up. I used it. That's a man that's standing up like 1775, and he's saying, no, my country's not going anywhere. My country's not going anywhere. Not without me defending it. And there's a lot of us out there, folks. There's a lot of us out there. Easily more than 100 million of us out there. And likely much more. I was talking to someone that worked for Google a few days ago. As I mentioned, I was down in San Francisco with Zach Voorhees. The name of his platform is Blast, like Rocket Blast .video. Right now, it's the best and only video aggregator on the web. And it backdoors YouTube. You can go in. You can see the mechanics of his machinery. It's got a glass panel on it, so to speak. Nobody else is doing that right now. Zach is. And I met somebody that worked for Google. Had no relation to Zach. And this person happened to be from India. Yes. Asia. right? India is on the continent of what's considered Asia. This person said, Ian, I'm considered a racist. People say I'm a racist. And I can't even have these conversations at the campus there or the headquarters or wherever she's working there. I think it was Sunnyvale. She says, I can't even have these conversations there. I can't even fly the American flag. I can't even fly the American flag. I don't, maybe it's against company policy. I don't know. But that's absurd to me. But here's this person from India, and she says, I'm a racist. I'm a racist if I side with the Constitution. I'm a racist. And she said it to me. She says, Ian, it's the white man right now that's become the enemy in this country. But I have a problem with that because without, for it not be the white man, this country wouldn't exist. Okay, that's what she said to me. I am not saying that. You can cross check and you can verify. I'm pretty sure that's accurate, though. You know, not to mention the women. But yes, it were the English settlers that made this country what it is today. And she says, I have a problem with that because there's no other opportunity on this planet outside of the United States. Nothing exists. You can't get ahead. You can't achieve your dreams in the sense of playing in the same field that America has created. You can't. She says, I have a problem with this, but I'm very careful with who I tell that to. She shouldn't have to be careful, folks. Other people should respect her view. And more importantly, her message should echo and reverberate louder if she didn't have that fear of speaking out. Because other Indians or other Asians, or be it African Americans or Africans or whatever it may be, other people of non-white, if you will, ethnicity, will say, well, you know what? I agree with this. That's absolutely right. Regardless of the history of this country, you know, a lot of people will bring up the slave trade and that sort of thing. Regardless of the history, this country is great. And this country has become even greater because of people like Malcolm X, right? Because of people arguably like Martin Luther King, right? Unfortunately, because of people like JFK or Rosa Parks, okay? This country has become greater because it has struggled to continue to reinforce those constitutional rights and redefine what they may mean. But censorship, folks, is not a redefinition of freedom of speech. It is a violation of freedom of speech. Okay, and closing down, if you're religious, closing down religious buildings during a time of, quote, a pandemic, where everybody's walking around wearing a mask and then getting forced to get no. This has gone too far. This has gone too far. And I suggest Hitler Germany and people, oh, far from Hitler Germany. Well, how did it start? Hitler came to power because he was the one that was speaking out against the incredible devaluation of the currency at that time. That's what they did, is they attacked the currency, folks. And that's what gave rise to Hitler's Germany. And frankly, I suspect that it's the Jews that will most appreciate my book. I try not to take sides religiously. I don't. I don't care much for religion in that regard. I don't think it has any place in a government or in a country, even though the principles are built off of Judeo-Christian values. You have there called a, there's two things you need to concern yourself with as far as I'm concerned. You have to recognize why founders created a freedom of religion, okay? Then you also have to take into consideration why it is so important to separate religion from government, okay? Otherwise known as a separation of church and state. Now you'll find more in my book. You can order it again, Books a Million. Right now, pre-order it. Buy copies for your family members. It's going to be probably the best book you've ever read in your life. I'm just telling you, done a lot of research and a lot has gone into that. And it's my pleasure to bring that to you. Just act on it. Just do something with the information. That's all I ask. All right. So as I close out here, and I appreciate your time, I have recently made some changes to my website. You can go back in and you can see some of the incredible guests I've interviewed over the years. And these are incredible guests. That includes Democrats, Republicans alike. Lawrence Schlesig being one of them. He ran against Obama for U.S. president. I've had some great, great people join my program. I, for a long time, and as you noticed, I opened up this program. And as I always do with the Metallica song, Seek and Destroy. And until they tell me to stop doing that, I'm going to continue doing that. I've asked them for permission. I've not received permission. But that's what I do. The message speaks for itself. And instead of Seek and Destroy corruption, folks, I'm glad Cordy really identified this, because I haven't heard him speak like this before. But for 4 years, for 5 years, I'm not sure if that timeline's right, but for a long time, I've had the tagline on my website, Seek and Destroy Corruption. And that just got changed in the past couple weeks. And it now says, Seek and Destroy Communism, because that is your enemy, America. Communism, make no mistake about it, that is your enemy. So you will find that change if you go to my website. And if you've been before, you'll see it. IanTrottier.com, IanTrottier.com. And I want to thank Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And right now, I recommend you order the MyPillow slippers. They're called My Slippers. These things are great. These are the most comfortable. You can walk into a grocery store wearing them. They're soft. They're plush. Look great on your feet. You can wear them around the house. Like I said, you can drive with them. They're great. They got a nice hard sole, but soft enough you really feel comfort. Use the promo code Trottier, Trottier, right now for a very healthy discount. And I also want to turn you on to a product called Provision. Okay, this is an antioxidant formulation. It's owned by a man that happens to be of the Jewish faith in Texas. Great guy. He's been on the show. Provision. Many people love this product. Okay, people take it daily. You can find that link on my website. Just click it. It's a little bit down from the MyPillow link. And by the way, Judy Mikovits on my show said the following. Back in 2018, Judy Mikovits said this. That happens to be November 4th of 2018. She says, Ian, America needs a revolution. That's what she said. I'm not saying these things. She said it. She's the one that said it. I'm not suggesting violence in any way. I'm a nonviolent person. I told you I'm not confrontational. That's just who I am. Okay, so Provision GSH. You can order the book, my book, there as well at IanTrottier.com. And Micronic Silver is an all-natural health product made in the United States. This stuff is great. I've taken a silver product, a colloidal silver product, for a couple years now. A Canadian friend of mine turned me on to it, and I fell in love with that product. But I tell you what, I got introduced now about a month ago, a little more than a month, when I was at an event down. It was a Clay Clark event down in San Diego. Micronic, and by the way, I met with Salem Medium. They want to pick me up. Micronic Silver, folks, is designed a little bit different than a colloidal. You can find more about that on their website. But if you use code Trottier, again, if you use code Trottier, Trottier, with your purchase of the 8-ounce bottle or whatever ounce bottle you get a nice discount. Okay. And of course, you help support Discuss Your Truth. The other quote I'm going to leave you with is a guy that worked 27 years in the CIA. And he began speaking out against the corruption in this organization. And he was arrested and jailed. But Ray McGovern joined my show June 7th. So just a few months before Judy Mikovits had joined the show. This is when I was actively doing it out of Wynwood Radio, the Wynwood Radio Studios in Miami. And Ray said this to me. Ray said, very important here, 2018. Ray said, Ian, we no longer have free media. The only hope now is people like you who can repair the damage and get people listening to people who know what they're talking about. That would be people like Ray McGovern, who literally had the clearance on a daily basis employed by the CIA to enter the White House, which was part of his job duty, I believe, under the Bush administration, and hand deliver briefings from the CIA to the president. That's what this man used to do, Ray McGovern. There's been another edition of Discussions of Truth, and I appreciate your time and you listening, and I do recommend get the book, pre-order it now. You'll have it in your hand here, I suspect, in the next couple months. I've had people that have ordered that book, and they've been waiting for a couple of years. Okay? So order it now. Books a Million. Go to Books a Million right now. Freedom Reserve, No More Lies. Just type in Ian Trottier, No More Lies. It'll pop up. It's available. It was on Amazon, but I think they cut it because it hasn't gone into production yet. But it's still listed. It's on Chapters. And it is available globally, various distribution outlets. But stateside, Books a Million, folks. Get your copy now. Pre-order it. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a separate link on my website when I do have copy in hand, so that if you order from me directly, I will send you the signed copy. So I will create that. But please pre-order now. What I'm saying is I'll create a link that you can order from me directly. That's a couple months out though, folks. It's still a couple months out. And until next week. Now, next week is going to have a more of a religious thing because I what I'm getting at here is that I personally don't get into religion. It's just where I'm at in my life. But I do support freedom of religion, and I encourage it, and peaceful practice of religion, without invasion or infiltration, is very healthy. The important things here are the smaller church gatherings and religious gatherings from their biblical basis. Those are the freedom fighters right now in America, right? Because they're saying, hey, a virus cannot cause me to close my doors. And that's why I threw in the pun there about the prayer issue with Cordy. It is your right to have your religion. It is your right to practice it peacefully. It is your right to pray regardless of what the state says is healthy or isn't healthy. Okay? So that's it for another episode and edition of Discuss for Truth. Thank you for listening. Pass it on, pass it forward. And folks, until next time, be awesome.